Good afternoon. This is Tina Gaines-Evans with Moonlight Business Moms. It is Wednesday, August 11th. I cannot believe it. It's just the summer. We're almost at the end of the summer, it feels like. And gosh, this is week 8 of Moonlight Business Moms of the summer program. And I was thinking about, you know, when we were getting this into the forum, that my goodness, we only have 3 more weeks. This one next week and the week after, and we're done with the summer program. My goodness, ladies. But welcome to the call, Stacy and Teresa. Did anybody else join us? Okay. Well, today we are talking, we're going to be covering material in Module 8, which is about the ebb and flow of our business. And many of you in this group, some of you were with me in the spring when we did this program, and you have really, really evolved with your business vision, with your pilot programs, your other offerings. And Barbara and Brescia, who joined us for the summer program, I've known them about 2 years, and I know that their businesses, you know, were evolving when I met them, and are continuing to evolve. So it's a very exciting topic for us to really kind of jump into this week about the ebb and flow of doing business. And everybody, Stacy and Teresa, I know both of you understand that, you know, you get something going in your business and then something comes up. And you start thinking, oh gosh, what do I do? Have I chosen the right road, or am I going the right way? And it's all part of that ebb and flow. I mean, just, you know, imagine being in the ocean and you're just kind of moving with the waves. You go forward, you go back, you know. And this is just part of doing business. So the way I would like to do the call today, because since part of what we are covering in the module this week is about support, it's about what do we need as we move forward. What do we need, you know, whether it's adding, you know, a virtual assistant, whether it's maybe getting a, you know, a program or something like that. What kind of support do you need? And I know Stacy from, I got an email from Stacy today, and she had something that I thought would be great to kind of put out to the group. Maybe let's do a little bit of dialogue about it. And Teresa, I'm going to invite you to jump in with Stacy, and then let's do a bit of brainstorming. And then Teresa, I'm going to ask you to do the same thing. So how I want to do the call today is we're going to open with just checking in with where you are, what has happened in the last week. And then after we do a check-in, I want to go back around the circle after a centering exercise. I want to go back around the circle, and I want to give you an opportunity, if there is a challenge of any kind, an obstacle, somewhere where you really need some support, I'm going to open it up to the group, and let's kind of see if we can do a bit of brainstorming for you. So welcome to the call. This is Tina.
Hi, Tina. It's Brescia.
Hey, Brescia, so glad you're here. I was expecting you, so I'm glad you are here.
A little bit late.
Well, that's all right. What we are going to do, Brescia, we're going to start with a quick check-in on where we have been since last week, or for you, I guess, a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of give us an update, and then we're going to do a centering exercise and then go back around, because the module for this week is all about ebb and flow.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, kind of what comes up in your business that kind of just gets your feet stuck in the mud. You know, how can we help support you and move you forward? How can we identify things that you may need in order to move forward to get your feet out of the mud? So we're going to do another check-in after the centering exercise, and I'm just going to open that up to the group and see what we can do to support each other. So with that being said, let's do a check-in. Stacy, we'll start with you since you were on the call first.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to think where I was last week because so many things have happened. But where I am is I have identified and created a new program, which, you know, I surveyed my audience and I got some great feedback of really moving away from weight issues and into body image. And I have created or outlined. I've outlined a 10-week program. With really helping my target audience getting comfortable in their own skin. So I'm looking at 4 areas: self-love, self-care, self-consciousness, and self-expression. And within each of those, I'm pulling in like the sea star, the sea turtle, the whale, and the dolphin. And then we're also looking at the shark energy. So, and that's kind of like what is really the obstacle in each of these areas. So the shark comes out first in those four areas. And so what I'm doing now is I'm going to be creating like a video series to really identify, share about me, share about, you know, what are the challenges, and then introduce this program. And so that's where I am. My challenge is just coming up with a name for the program. So.
Yay. And we're going to talk about that. And I just want to say, you know, and to share with all of you, Stacy is really quite savvy when it comes to social networking and when it comes to technology. So I am just delighted. We had, a private call last week, Stacy. And, you know, I'm sitting here thinking, Stacy does videos all the time. You know, let's get this video out there. Let's get, you know, and I think today you decided to do a series of videos, which I think is quite smart. So we can talk about that when we come back around. And I'll ask all of you, you know, today as we kind of just touch base on some of the material this week, really think about, you know, where are your strengths? I mean, for Stacy, she's quite savvy on the computer. So to really get her message out, you know, through technology really works out well for her, and she's just a whiz at creating these little videos and putting them up on YouTube, and it's fabulous. So think about in your next steps as you move forward and you feel yourself getting stuck, really kind of come back to where your strengths are. You know, what is your best way of getting something out? What is your best way of moving forward on something? So just kind of be mindful of that. So, Stacy, I'm delighted, and we'll talk about that more after the centering exercise about your video series.
Thank you.
That's great. Yeah. Teresa, how are you, and how have you grown in the last week?
Well, first of all, Stacy, I want to say I'm so excited for you. I saw your post in the forum, so I can't wait to kind of talk about it. And I could tell how excited you were that you're on this path now, and I told Tina that I love Janine Roth, and she said, oh, that's one of Stacy's favorites, too. So I just love, love, love what you're doing, and I can't wait to hear about it.
Thank you.
So, I had a personal call, a private coaching call this morning with Tina, and I started off by saying, gosh, I haven't done anything. I'm not at all prepared. And then I started to list, you know, the things that I had done since last week, and I thought, well, okay, I guess I have done a lot. And Tina's like, yes, congratulations. Because I did a lot of little things, but I guess the big thing I really wanted to do was work on my outline of my mastermind program for mompreneurs, and I didn't really get to that. But I made some really big steps in other areas. I found a graphic designer who is going to help me with a banner for my website. I hired a virtual assistant because I got tired of spending all my time trying to do things that she can do a lot quicker than I can. So that was a huge relief for me. And I think I've got a little bit more clarity on what it is that I'm going to be offering and what the different kind of versions of what I'm going to be offering are. So I have this outline to do a Tina, I don't even remember. Were we on this call last week when I had already decided the whole mompreneur marathon?
Yeah. But you can touch on it because Brisha wasn't with us last week. So
okay.
You can touch on it. Go ahead.
Sometimes I get confused if I'm on the phone with just you or the group. So anyway, the idea of doing this mompreneur marathon where I have 26 steps to running a business that doesn't run your life, and it's all back to my original topic of balance is how to balance it all, and the answer to that is really being clear about what your priorities are or your values are, or as Tina says, your purpose. And so I'm outlining my basic or my signature program, I guess, to use that word, which is the 5K, which is what I'm going to roll out with my mastermind program, and that's basically an introduction program that that gives the basics, and then developing two longer versions, one which would be the full marathon, 26 modules or 26 steps, and then the half marathon, which would be 13 of those modules, which would really be kind of customized to the needs of the participant. So if you really are strong in marketing but you need help with something else, or you know, you're good with social media but you're not a very good writer or whatever, and pick and choose from the modules to help create the program that's going to meet your needs. So I have a really good vision, and then my next level, my highest level, I think is going to be personal trainer, which will be the private one-on-one coaching and consulting, or, you know, what I'm doing kind of now for some of my clients. Mm-hmm. So I have it all up in my brain, and I just need to move forward on it.
Yeah. Right. Well, you know, it's exciting. I mean, that's the purpose of this course, is to really, you know, jump into your business vision. You know, what does that look like? What have you been dreaming about? You know, and trying to make sense out of all these dreams that you have, or all these thoughts that you've had, and creating a vision, and then picking a piece of it, like we've done with our pilot programs, and really putting something out there, and create and adjust, you know, which we talk about Module 8 this week. You know, creating something, putting it out there, seeing how it does. It's like, you know, I shared with Teresa this morning, it's like being at, you know, Max Factor, Maybelline, or CoverGirl. You create a mascara, but you're not sure how the product will, you know, be received, so you put it out there. And, you know, you get your feedback, and then you adjust it if you have to. And that's what we're doing with parts of our business in this program. You know, we're just going to pick a part. A lot of you have programs already. Some of you, this is a brand new business. And so we're starting with a pilot program. We're starting with a piece of who you are. So I think that's, you know, great, Teresa. And, you know, what I love that happened with you last week was a lot of the branding started happening. And for next week and next week's module, for the Blue Moon module, it's all about uniqueness. It's all about creating your signature. You know, what is it that makes, like, Teresa different from everybody, all the mompreneur coaches? What is it that makes Stacy different from all the health and wellness coaches out there? What is it that makes Brecia different from all the creativity coaches out there? And this is what we're working on in this program, creating this authentic business vision. And then next week, we're really going to start to look at what is your signature product? What is your signature? What is your thumbprint? What makes you different from everybody in your field? So that's going to be a lot of fun, and you've already, you know, really started stepping forward, Teresa. So I think you're going to have a lot of fun with next week's module, because so much has become clear for you. Mm-hmm. So thank you. Brecia, let's hear from you. How are you doing?
Well, first of all, oh my goodness gracious, Stacy and Teresa, sorry, I don't really know you, but listening like as a completely, like, almost a stranger, even though we've been on a couple calls together, both of your programs just sound so amazing, and they really resonate, and I love, you know, the marathon with the 5K and the half marathon, and I absolutely love your ideas about using your marine animals in your self-love program. Wow. I just want to give you that feedback, that just as a person just listening in on this phone call, both those things sound so fabulous. I'm impressed.
You know, this is my second time around. It takes me a while.
Yeah. Well, it's great. I mean, they both just sound really, really good. So let's see. So where am I? I am the queen of ebb and flow. I'm a Gemini, and I'm just like always on, you know, two sides, and I'm ebbing and flowing at almost simultaneously. So what does that mean for me? So a couple of things. I'll just try to do a couple specific things. One, you know, I have been visualizing being the author of this wonderful book that I have mostly completely written. And this has been like a 5-year process. And the last year, I, you know, had some coaching. I got my book into the hands of an agent. She sent out proposals. She sent out, actually, I think we just might have tipped 30. It might be 29, but proposals to 29 different editors, all who said, whoa, what a great idea, but we're not going there right now. So I finally ended that contract. Her contract ended, and I'm now starting the self-publishing route, but I'm finding myself a little resistant. I haven't really done the steps that I have outlined for myself. So I'm kind of just there, and we'll sort of, that's why this week's lesson was really good. Like, what am I stuck on? And I'm working on that. But otherwise, since the last time I was on the phone call, I had a wonderful Shift into Creativity workshop, which in the beginning, I wasn't thinking of it as a pilot, but I absolutely loved reading about the idea of, you know, just, okay, well, let's just put this out there and then adjust. It went so well. I had great feedback that I've got another one scheduled for this month, and I'm going to develop the Shift into Creativity, which is Soul, Heart, Intention, Focus, and Trust mini workshop, which is just a 3-hour workshop. I'm going to offer several of those, and then after that, offer a 5-week Creative Spiral workshop. And I'm just really, really happy with the direction that that's all going. And then in the meantime, I'm just doing lots of art stuff and ebbing and flowing between, you know, how do I use my time to serve people in the best way that I can as a creativity coach and incorporating art. So I finished up, well, I have one more class in my Fiber Hearts series, which is a combination of coaching and art. And the last one is Creativity Deeply Felt, and it's an all-day workshop where people come and they learn how to felt wool into a small little bag, and we work on limiting beliefs and building on our strengths. And so that will be the finish of the 4-part series that I offered one a month, and I'm going to take that as my pilot, too, and just really look at it, see where I need to adjust, and then hopefully continually offer that. Probably not this fall because I'm booked, but starting in the spring, I'll offer sort of that same series again, but just with a little twist. Okay.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. That's fabulous. You know, I wanted, first of all, to congratulate you on getting an agent and putting that book proposal together. Because I did that last year, and it's a lot of work. However, and I don't know if you felt this, Brisha, just putting together the book proposal, you know, is a lot of work, but it was so fabulous just to get it put together because it gave me so much clarity.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, on how it fit into my business. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So the next step now is just to really – follow through with all that. I mean, I've kind of lost my momentum. You know, I built up, and then last year really high momentum, and then now it's like, okay, now that's just kind of fallen off. But so this week's lesson is just great. You know, how am I going to stir up that energy again and just get it out there, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, and as you probably have been told, well, first of all, putting it out there, and I think in the end, Brisha, I'm trying to remember, I put it out, my book proposal out to about a dozen.
Uh-huh.
Of some of the major, you know, publishers that I
yeah.
knew that would be interested
yeah.
in journaling and spirituality. I mean, I got nice letters just like
yeah.
you. Hey, this is
I
great.
Did, yeah.
This is either
yeah.
it either is not enough, you know, for,
right.
for our particular market, or it's too much,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, but it was a good lesson for me because what it helped me to do was, and I even was asked by one publisher to make some adjustments, and I thought, no, I can't.
Yeah,
because they,
that
yeah.
happened to me, too. That was
yeah.
one thing. It was like, okay, you know, what about this, this, and this? I was like, that's not my book. Yeah,
yeah. yeah. So there is some value, and I want to
yeah.
say to all of you, there is a lot of value in self-publishing. Now, my book ended up, it's kind of, it's you know, it's hard to explain, but I got involved with a small press, and we can talk about this, you know, Brisha, kind of as a side conversation, but,
yeah, oh, yeah.
you know, I got involved, or got connected to, I should say, a small press publisher in Oregon who took specific types of books, and in a conversation with her, she kind of saw a series, you know, a whole bunch of different books kind of coming out, so we agreed on an imprint. And in the imprint, I mean, she's invested in my imprint. I am heavily invested in the imprint, but she's also invested in the imprint. And there's, you know, an agreement, of course, that we have because she does some stuff, you know, that just a self-publisher would not do. So it's interesting because there's a whole lot of things you can do with this. And you know, once you have, you know, had a moment to breathe, Brisha, we can
yeah.
talk about, you know, other options. But here's what I have learned, though, about self-publishing. There's a lot of pros about self-publishing because it gives you a lot of freedom. Now, there is that financial thing that you kind of have to load out on the table. However, it gives you a lot of freedom when you do self-publish and you know, and picking the right people to work with. And then you can, after it's been out there and people get exposed to it, you actually have a better chance the second time around of pitching it to traditional publishers. Once they see it's been out there and once they see it's been received well or picking up, you know, some speed in certain markets, they're a little more apt to come on board with you.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of advantage. Self-publishing is no longer this, ooh, you know, don't talk about it. I mean, it really, trust me, it's becoming bigger and bigger. And in fact, the traditional publishing houses are starting to hurt because self-publishing is becoming so big.
Oh, yeah.
So I just wanted to share that with you and because I know your work and I just think, you know, what you do is fabulous. And I know that everything works out for a reason. And
yeah.
So I just want to congratulate you in doing the book proposal because that's huge.
Well, thank
it's
you.
It's huge. Yeah, and it does give you clarity on
yeah.
how it fits into your business. And I just love all the courses. Now, let me ask you, just for Stacy and Teresa, it's Pebble in the Pond Studio. Is that the name of your business?
Well, yeah. My art studio is Pebble in the Pond Art Studio, and it's just my overall umbrella name of my whole business. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah I just
yeah.
love it.
Yeah.
I love that whole thing. If you haven't seen Brescia's website, it's Pebble in the Pond. Or what's Stuart?
Well, it's actually BresciaCreative.com now.
Okay, BresciaCreative.com.
BresciaCreative.com, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because I just love how Brescia, she is creative. I mean, Brescia is very, very creative in everything that she does. It's just fabulous. So thank you for checking in, and congratulations on putting the book proposal together.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, anybody else join the call? All right. Any comments for anybody before we go into our centering exercise?
This is Teresa. I just pulled up Brescia's website, and I hadn't seen it before, and it's beautiful. I love the colors, and I love your banner. And
oh, thank you.
It just makes me want to explore. So.
Oh, thank you.
yeah, she's done a great job. Yeah, she really has.
Well, likewise. Now, I've got Moonlight Moms, Business Moms open. Stacey, do you and Teresa both have websites, and is that available somewhere? Where would I find yours?
For Stacey's, it's oceanenergywellness.com. Yeah, and Stacey created a blog site.
Okay.
That she has tons of great articles and blog posts and stuff and videos. Mm-hmm. I mean, all kinds. And Stacey does it all herself, too. It just amazes me. I look at Stacey's site and think, how in the heck could she get that video on there? I couldn't even figure out even where to go. and Teresa, you've got like two websites. Well, three really, but you know, setting aside
yeah.
your PR one, you've got your Right to Health.
I do, and that's kind of a side project, but I'm starting to figure out how all those pieces align. But it's Right, like WRITE, and then TO Health.
Oh, I love that.
And that's my journaling website that I do with a partner. And then the website that I'm using to build this new business, the coaching business, is just my name right now. It's TeresaSenecola.com.
Great.
You may have to spell that.
Spell it.
Oh, I've got it. It's on the site here. And
okay.
I just got it.
And Teresa, I mean, today, yeah, Teresa's done so much because that website, that blog site actually is what it is. It's a blog site that just popped up, 2 weeks ago, Teresa? Wasn't it? Like,
maybe a little bit longer, yeah.
Maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And her next step is, because she's a fabulous writer, I mean, fabulous writer. And we talked today, she's going to be working on a banner, because right now she's got, you know, what, I think it was just a template type of banner, wasn't it, Teresa?
Yeah, it's just the default.
Yeah, it's kind of a default banner. So she's working with a graphic designer to customize something that captures, you know, this brand that we've been talking about, you know, the whole marathon, 5K.
Yeah.
So that's her next step. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right, ladies. Let's everybody, wherever you are, just take a minute, just to relax in your chair. And close your eyes, and let's just do a little bit of deep breathing in and out. And as you're doing that, you know, it's easy in the summer to picture ourselves in the ocean. I know Brescia lives near the ocean. Teresa lives near the ocean. And Stacy is the ocean. So let's just take a deep breath and picture ourselves floating in the ocean. Maybe you're on your back, you know, however whatever way that you just relax in the water. Maybe it's on a float, you know. But just feel yourself relaxing under the sun and breathing in and out very, very deeply. Just taking in the energy of just being there on the water. Water always has a sense of calming. And the sun, you know, is always bright and brings us just the light, the potential for light. So breathe in and out and just feel your body floating on the water. And feel the movement of the water as you're floating. You're kind of riding up and down. And that's kind of how the water naturally flows. When you've gotten out beyond the waves of the ocean and you're floating, you kind of just feel yourself rise and go down and forward and backward, and you're just very gently moving with the ocean. And as you're doing that, I want you to just think about your business. Just kind of think about your business in ebb and flow. And as much as we all want to control every aspect of our business, sometimes things just happen. And when things happen, it may not always be what we anticipated, might not always be the outcome we were hoping for. But I believe that things happen always for a reason that sometimes is not always clear in the moment. And one of the things as business owners that we shift into is the ebb and flow of doing business, or the create and adjust. We do something, we make a decision in our business, we create something, we put it out there, and maybe it was received in the way we intended, maybe it wasn't, but it's all part of the ebb and flow. And the question that we ask ourselves in this moment of ebb and flow is, where does this want to take me? As we're floating in the ocean, we really feel ourselves giving in to the ebb and flow of the ocean, and we allow the ocean to just kind of take us where it wants to take us, where it needs to take us. And if we think about our businesses like the ocean, you know, we create something as beautiful as a book proposal, and we put it out there, and maybe it wasn't received in the way that we thought it might be. But perhaps there's a higher purpose for that, or perhaps there's a different direction that may not be so clear right now. And maybe it could be putting a program out there that we think this is it, and then we realize maybe it wasn't it. Maybe it was parts of what we're meant to do, but maybe it wasn't exactly what we're meant to do. Or maybe we tap into a target audience thinking that, you know, this is the audience we're meant to serve. And then we work with them and put offerings out, and then we realize kind of in the ebb and flow that, no, maybe this just isn't the audience for me. Maybe it's something else, or maybe there's another layer. Whatever it is in our businesses, in the ebb and flow, there's always an evolving in our businesses. Our businesses always evolve. And so as you're floating on the ocean, I want to give you all permission to just step into whatever you need to step into. And give yourself permission to put something out there. And be okay with the outcome. And trust that the outcome is sending you in a direction that might not be clear right now, but it will be clear in a few months from now. And trust that the ocean of our businesses kind of knows where we're going. So just feel yourself just floating on the ocean, you know, ebb and flow, create and adjust. We create this sample tray of something, this offering, and just feel yourself in the ocean just holding out this tray. And it's a sample. It's like being at a cocktail party and somebody's walking by and offering you these different hors d'oeuvres. And as we create our businesses, we're always putting out ourselves. We're always putting out a piece of ourselves. It's a little scary sometimes to put out a piece of ourselves and to feel that, feel some, you know, rejection in some way. But I want to give you all permission that it's never a rejection. It's just a form of clarity. So as we put things out into the world that feel very true to us in the moment, and it's not received in the way that we thought it would be, just give yourself permission to dismiss any thought of being rejected. Rather than go that way, just open up your heart and soul and say, okay, this is meant to help me get more clear. So what am I to gain from this? And how can I adjust this? And what do I need in order to adjust it? What do I need in order to go forward? Do I need more support in a particular area? Do I need a support group, a networking group, a coaching circle? Maybe a private coach, maybe a virtual assistant, a graphic designer. What is it that I need in order to adjust and step back out again? So just take several deep breaths in, breathing in and out, and just let your body just relax and step into the ebb and flow of doing business. And just be okay with creating and adjusting, because business always, always is evolving. Even some of the biggest businesses in the world are always evolving. Just allow yourself to step into that vision. So just take a deep breath in and out, just feeling yourself giving in to the ebb and flow. And when you're ready, I want you to just open your eyes and gently return here in the present moment in our circle and let me know you're back by saying I'm here.
I'm here.
I'm here.
I'm here.
All right. Welcome back, ladies. Now, what I want to do is I want to go back around the circle, and I'm going to ask you, first of all, to check in with, as you were feeling yourself in the ocean, you know, what came up for you and thinking about ebb and flow and thinking about creating adjusting, what was it that came up for you? Let's just go around the circle and touch on that, and then we're going to go back around the circle. So, Brisha, we're going to start with you this time.
Oh, wow, I absolutely love that imagery. You know, here in Santa Barbara, there's these big floating platforms that they put out, you know, from the shore. There's a couple of them in Carpinteria, and every summer, we just, you know, a couple times a summer, we'll swim out. And it's a healthy swim. I mean, I don't know how many hundreds of feet it is, but, you know, it's out there. You have to swim for, you know, 10 minutes to get there. And, oh, my God, I just loved the imagery of floating out there. So what came up for me? I think what came up for me was let me just go back. So swimming out into the ocean was a really big thing for me because I grew up in Scottsdale, Arizona, no ocean, and it was a big risk. And then once I did it, I just saw what everybody else, you know, was experiencing, and I absolutely loved it. And so what came up for me was, like, what risks do I need to take? I'm here floating comfortably, you know, pebble in the pond, but remembering that I took the risk to swim out into the ocean, which was very, very big and scary thing for me and a huge step, and it was cold, and I had to overcome a lot of resistance to get out there, and it was so magnificent. And I'm thinking that that's the same thing with my book. It's like, oh, for God's sakes, I've just been resisting and resisting. And if I could just go through the part where, you know, I it feels cold and chilly and the waves hit me and just get out there. I just know it's going to be magnificent to have this book out into the world. And so, you know, it just really helped. I had a personal goal that I was going to call a local guy here in town that I used to help publish a book last year for the Domestic Violence Solutions. And I even told Gail McMeekin in the marketing manifestations that I was going to call him this week, and I haven't called him yet. So I'm floating there. I was just thinking about calling Greg.
Oh, good, good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so take that risk. Pick it up, yeah, pick up the phone and give him a call. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. I love how you really associated this with taking a risk. You know, where do I need to take a risk?
Yeah.
Where is it uncomfortable for me right now? What am I resisting? So thank you. That's fabulous. That's fabulous. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Teresa, what came up for you?
For me, I was just really feeling like I could really, that I was very supportive, supported, and that I could just be out there and floating and everything was going to be okay. And so I think that has to do with the fact that I have taken some steps and finding help with a virtual assistant and a graphic designer, and that my partner in the Right to Health business, even though that's not the path I was kind of on, she's all of a sudden recharged and ready to move forward. And I feel like all these kind of pieces are kind of fitting together for me. And so I really felt like I was able to float comfortably and not worry about floating away or falling in, and I just relaxed, and it was a nice feeling.
Mm. Yeah, and what I'll say, and as I shared with you this morning, and I'll share it here also in the group, is that with Right to Health, you know, I think that there's a bigger reason that she kind of came back in so strong, and it may play a bigger part in your new business direction than you're thinking about right now. I think somewhere down the road it's going to present itself of how the links go together. And you and I talked about, you know, this morning about the power of journal writing, even in the business world, which more and more people are really opening up to. So I do believe that door has opened up again, and it's going to play a bigger part in your new business direction. So I'm glad you were open to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. How about you, Stacey?
For me, I just went back to, you know, creating my Break Free, my other program, and how, you know, it in the end, it all worked out, and I got very clear on where I needed to go. And so I think it's just as I go through this journey, just to really relax and go with the flow of the ocean.
Mm. Yeah. And, Stacey, for you, I think the whole Break Free gave you an opportunity to put these fabulous sea animals out into the world.
Yeah.
And I think that whole program in a very comfortable environment for you, that pilot program, gave you an opportunity to step into how much you love these marine animals and how you can associate them with living a healthier lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was the gift and all of that for you. So I see the benefits of putting that out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think this is where, you know, with the ebb and flow, we sometimes get attached to an outcome. And when the outcome doesn't happen exactly as we thought it would, I mean, we feel frustrated. But I think there's the gift. And the gift for you was seeing what people were resonating with. And those sea animals, I mean, think about how much the women in that group resonated with each and every one of those sea animals.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the beautiful thing.
Yep.
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to shift everybody, and we're going to, you know, talk a little bit about, and in the ebb and flow module this week, it talks a little bit, you know, about obstacles. You know, what is it that gets in the way of, you know, what we're creating? You know, something happens and we have to scramble and adjust, or something happens and we have a strong reaction to it. And, you know, it's difficult. So I want to give everybody an opportunity to go around and kind of share, you know, a little bit about what has happened in the ebb and flow of what you're creating, and then give the group an opportunity to kind of step in, because part of what the module about this week is about support. You know, where do we need support? Is it a graphic designer? Is it a VA? Is it, you know, is it more of a an interactive group where people can brainstorm? So whatever comes to you and however you can be supported right now, I want to just have everybody today to just hop in as you hear people share what's going on and where they, you know, feel like they need support. And let's just do, you know, a little bit of brainstorming with each other today. So, Stacey, I'm going to start with you because I know you definitely had something that you came to the call with today. And let's do a little bit of brainstorming. So I'm going to let you, and I know you kind of did this a little bit already about your program, but tell us where you are and how we can support you.
I am just trying to get my program out there, and so I think where I am is in the really, you know, moving forward with, you know, marketing, and so like getting the word out, and I plan on doing like a video series, but I think what's kind of holding me back is I don't have a name for my program, and I feel like I really want to connect with people, you know, using the right words. But also pulling something in with the marine life, but really wanting them to, like, see it and be like, yeah, that's probably something that I want to do or get more information on. And so in the forum, the community of, you know, Moonlight Business Moms, I had just kind of, like, threw out what might be some good, you know, I guess I just need some help around this. My program is really about being comfortable, you know, in your own skin, and I'm looking in the four areas of self-love, self-care, self-consciousness, and self-expression, and again, I'm going to be pulling marine life into that. And so some ideas that have come up, you know, is for a name, breaking free from your inner shark, or maybe breaking free from self-sabotage, conquering your inner shark. Some things that are coming up, you know, is the wording okay? Is it too strong? And also, will people kind of understand what inner shark is, or do I need to just stay away from the whole marine life wording? So that's where I'm at.
Title. Okay. Yeah, and just to, you know, and Teresa, just to bring Teresa and Brisha into the this a little bit, the way that Stacey has outlined her this, what we really feel is going to be her signature program. Stacey, I think you decided to go with 10 weeks for the program. Is that right?
Yeah, 10 weeks.
Okay. So you're going to have a week of introduction, and then you're going to have 2 weeks per module, or 2 weeks per, like, each thing. Like, you've got, we start with self-care. Is that right?
Self-love.
Or self-love. We start with self-love, and in self-love, Stacey is going to spend the first week talking about, you know, what gets in the way of self-love. And Stacey has done, you know, all this research with marine life and the shark. If all of you can think about the shark and what kind of comes to your mind when you think about sharks, they're swimming around the ocean and they're kind of like the terrorizer of the ocean. And so when Stacey and I were kind of brainstorming on a private session, we thought, well, the shark represents the obstacles. It represents what, you know, represents what gets in our way. So Stacey's going to roll out the first week of the shark, you know, the shark trying to sabotage, really, your self-care, and how does that show up in your life. And then after she goes through that, she's going to take the second week and shift it into the sea star. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
The sea star. And the sea star comes in and you know, shows you all about love and how and why you should love yourself, and it's really fabulous material. And then you go next into self-care. Is that right?
Yep.
And then that is the sea turtle, yeah. So go ahead, I'll let you kind of take us through. So self-care with the sea turtle and the shark.
Yeah, the shark first and then the sea turtle.
Mm-hmm.
And then self-consciousness, so more of like where do we fit in, you know, what makes you unique. And that's with the whale and the shark, so the shark and then the whale. And then the last one is self-expression and how to kind of have fun and really, you know, be yourself. Like, what can you do now, you know, like, let's say for clothes, like, what can you do now color-wise, you know, that you can wear that can really make you have fun or what really jazzes you? And that's pulling in the dolphin.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the dolphin, because it's all about play.
Yeah.
And self-expression. Yeah. So I think the title, you know, you were pondering titles, and a title that, you know, that kind of came off the top of my head was, you know, because I think you like the words break free, because there is that break in the ocean. You know, break free from self-sabotage, conquering your inner shark, was kind of what popped in my head immediately. So we thought, okay, well, let's start with that, and let's throw it out to the group, and let's play with this week. And so, Stacey, I think when we were throwing that out is, you know, I wanted Teresa and Brisha to just weigh in, as you've heard her describe her program. Would that title attract you, and is sabotage too strong of a word?
here's my sense of humor. I thought, wave goodbye.
Ah,
wave goodbye to your inner shark.
Oh.
She uses a little wave thing, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, wave goodbye. Yeah, write that down. That's, yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. I just really like it. You know what was coming into my mind, Stacey, was kind of, you know, I guess because this week it's called the ebb and flow, but around our house, it's like we live by the tide chart. Every single day we check our tide chart to see, you know, where we're going to walk and do our take our dog or whatever. But I was thinking that might be incorporated into your program of having people keep a chart of their whatever, their ups and downs, or their, you know, I mean, using the tide chart kind of as a way of checking in with their own ebb and flow.
Yeah, that's so funny you said that, because I do have a process called managing your tide.
Oh, good. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yep. And then, where are you? How are you feeling? And if you're feeling low, how can you move up?
Yeah, yeah. Great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fabulous. Yeah.
Love it.
Good. So the ebb and flow. Yeah, that would be another thing to ponder, Stacey. Can ebb and flow be worked into the title somehow?
Mm.
Yeah, and I love the ebb and flow chart. That's fabulous. Teresa, what about you? Anything popping in your head? And you're the PR gal, so,
yeah.
You know,
I like it. I do think that the inner shark is probably too much, like too deep of a concept for people to kind of get right off the bat. Like, I kind of knew where you were going with that before you explained it, but I think it's because I'm close enough to know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't have, thought just based on your title that your program had anything to do with body image.
Mm.
And so I guess what, I like the whole break free thing, and I think it fits, and I'm wondering, do you want to attract people who know that they have an obstacle, a challenge, that they've already labeled themselves as being in a place where they need to break out of? Or do you want to attract people who, I guess, wouldn't consider themselves a candidate for therapy about weight loss or body image, but really are attracted to you because they like the results that you're selling or the outcome of, if you go through this program, you're going to feel confident about yourself, or what, you're going to master these, you know, four corners of self-care and self-love, or I know I'm not articulating this very well.
Yeah. You know, if I can just, Stacey, I just wrote this down, because what's interesting, and Stacey and I were playing around with the word self, because she's used self in all four of these areas. Self-image. I wrote down whether or not, you know, just write all these down, Stacey, and we'll play around with them.
Yeah.
The ebb and flow of self-image, waving goodbye to your inner shark.
Okay, that explains it more.
I
know it's about body image or self-esteem or self-confidence, and then I weaving goodbye or getting rid of, you know, yourself, your inner shark. That explains it more to me.
Yeah. How does that sound, Stacey?
I like that.
Yeah.
Image just never came to my mind. That's one word that just didn't pop up, but that makes sense because I like that.
Yeah, and hearing Teresa describe it, and it was interesting because I knew Teresa, with being a PR person, would be thinking along the lines of how it would be received by just, you know, your general, mainstream America, whatever. But self-image, yeah. And that captures that word self that we were trying to stay around. Because when we were playing with Stacy and I today, sabotage came to my mind, but my concern was it's so strong of a word that I like the ebb and flow of self-image, waving goodbye to your inner shark. So write that down and sit with that.
Yeah.
Or you could even do breaking free from your inner shark if you need.
Ooh, yeah.
Although I like waving goodbye,
Write that down and write breaking free. Yeah, and sit with these this week. Yeah. And even, I would even also, Stacy, kind of bounce it around. If you want to select a couple of folks, run it by different people, maybe with both of those, the waving goodbye, the breaking free, and have people, I've seen a lot of different people do this, if you feel comfortable putting it out to your audience or putting it out to certain parts of your audience. I'm working on a brand new program, describe it, and I'm deciding on a name. Actually, I've seen a few people do that. So whether or not that feels right to you or if you just want to sit with it and kind of bounce it off, and we'll see what some other folks in the forum pop in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. This is awesome.
Well, your program is awesome. It sounds wonderful.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? It sounds real. I'm excited for her because I really feel this is your signature program, Stacy. Yeah, I'm excited for you.
I could see myself doing my video and bringing out a shark.
A real shark?
No.
Go to the aquarium. See if you can film. Have your husband film you there with a shark.
Or get inside the jaws. You know how they have the place where the kids can go get into the jaw of the shark.
Yeah. Oh, that's,
That would be cool. I think I'm living in the wrong place to do that, though.
Yeah.
Come and visit me.
yeah, do that. Or, is there an aquarium somewhere near you at all? I mean, it may be more of a river-related aquarium, but.
It is a river-related
aquarium.
Okay, yeah. It ends up going into the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there's a marine part to it, yeah.
Mm. Okay. Wow. Okay, good. So you've got some good stuff to work with, and I'm excited about your video series. That's just fabulous. And that's the other thing, too, I'll say to everybody, is that really touch into what's your strength. Stacy, when you get her on a video and she starts talking about this, I mean, her passion really comes through. So it makes a lot of sense to put Stacy on a camera because you can really see that energy just going, and you're like, oh, my gosh, I wanted to sign up. So, yeah, really tap into your strengths. Thank you. All right, Teresa, how can we support you?
I really don't know. Maybe some.
Or what do you think, kind of looking ahead? Now, you've done some really good work in the last week of really putting your team into place. Which is, I know, something that Brisha and I had talked about, too. What do you need to move forward? What do you need to take this business vision to the next step? And you hired a VA. Congratulations. And then you're interviewing, I think, with this graphic designer.
Uh-huh.
And as you think about, what is it that you need to roll this out? Is there any support or any, anything at all that's popping up for you?
Maybe we could get some feedback on visually what we could represent for the Mompreneur Marathon website banner. I don't even have thoughts like Stacy did nearly that concrete to throw out there, except that I kind of need to. I want my website to be a place where people. Visually they see that it is, they know right away that it's that I'm a mom and that kind of running is one of my things, but I don't want it to look like it's a fitness website. I want it to look more like a coaching website and an expert website.
Now, Teresa, is this going to be a completely separate website? Because I'm right on the Right to Health one right now. Or is it just a program that you're offering under Right to Health?
Yeah, it's so funny.
Yeah, go to the other one.
Yeah, go to the TeresaSenecola.com.
Okay.
It's my blog site, and it's really just the default banner that's there. So this website is going to be my main hub, I guess, for a while for the program that I'm rolling out, which will be the Mompreneur Mastermind Group, the Mompreneur Marathon. And my plan is to use this TeresaSenecola.com as my website, and I want it to be clear that I'm a coach working with mom entrepreneurs, and my kind of my interest or my theme, what makes me unique and different, is that I base my program on running a business like running a marathon and all the different steps that you take and your motivation and your support and your dedication and your training and all those other things.
Okay, I'm not getting this to come up, but I'd really love to see it. So,
oh, okay.
Is it
T-H
or T-E?
It is.
Yeah, you may see it. T-H. Yeah.
T-H-E-R-E-S-A, and then the last name is C-E-N-I-C-C-O-L-A.
Okay, I was missing a C. Let me try that. And then just .com?
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. Mompreneur Moments?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Now, does it still say, and I apologize, my computer screen is freezing, Teresa. Does it still say Journey of a Christian Mompreneur?
Yeah, it does.
Uh-huh. Okay, and did we decide to take that off? I mean, I know that's sitting there right now.
Well, it's going to go off. I think that it's part of who I am in the description when I talk about myself. And I can take that off already. It doesn't need to be on there now.
Yeah.
But
I love the picture of the Zen garden. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I like it too, but probably there's another 5,000 websites that are using it.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to see what's coming to my mind. I mean, a long time ago, I had a client who was a visual artist, but she was a runner, and she just related everything she did to her running, you know, like she wanted to put some images up on a website, you know, that she joined a thing where it was like you do an image a week or something of mixed media collage. And it was very challenging for her. It was a big risk, and she didn't, you know, she was very resistant, and every week she'd email me and say, I didn't get it up this week, and I had it ready, but I didn't photograph it, and blah, 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 blah. But every time she would say, it's just like when I'm running, and I just couldn't push through that first, you know, loss of breath. And, you know, it was so amazing because her running life was really just created a metaphor for her whole creative journey for herself.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that people will really relate to that. But I also agree that you don't want it to the banner to be so it looks so sportsy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't want it to look like an athletic site. Go ahead.
No, Teresa and I were talking this morning because, you know, she's creative, and I asked her to think about colors.
Uh-huh.
And I think with a good graphic designer, they can come up with like three or four different concepts.
Yeah.
So that you can see, okay, well, you're getting close on this one not even close. And I just know from working with graphic designers, just kind of tell them, just have a conversation with them. If there are colors that are popping in for you, colors that you feel strongly about, if you want running somehow portrayed in there, if you're more drawn, maybe they can do one with photos versus illustrations versus some type of clip art, even though nice clip art, not just the kind that we have on our computers. But I'd have them give you like three or four different concepts, because I think when you see them visually, you'll say, okay, well, this one's getting close. And then they can take that one and create two or three more off of that one. Because it is a process when you're working with a graphic designer.
Okay.
That helps.
And maybe think of too in terms of like just when you close your eyes, some images, I mean, things that come into my mind, and, you know, obviously you have to do this for yourself, but are like, you know, moving towards your dream. So it's like the finish line, or it's the, you know, it's running through the ribbon, or it's getting, you know, you're helping people get to their goals. And so, you know, not even pictures of a runner running through, but, you know, of a goal line, or even just a blur of, you know, a swirl of color or whatever that's getting to the finish line or something. You know what I'm saying? It's like the end product, not just the part about the running. You know?
I like that. Yes.
Anyway.
Yeah,
so.
That is good. That's very good. Yeah, and I'm thinking, you know, clip art, more cartoony type. I mean, if you look at different banners, Teresa, some of them will have like photo, like the photo images that look really nice. Others will have cartoony clip art type of things that look really good. Others will have illustrations. So kind of, you know, and I would ask for each of these, you know, so that you can see which one visually you like and what's feeling. But I would probably ask them if they could come up with like three totally different concepts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to see kind of where you want to go. I mean, my illustrations, I didn't start out way back when with illustrations. We started with photos way back when.
Oh.
And, yeah, so it's a process. Stacey, do you have any thoughts?
The first thing that, like, kind of came to my mind was, like, a clip art picture of, you know, a woman who has, like, these steps behind her. Like, she's kind of like what, you know, going to the finish line, so to speak. But she's carrying something or has, you know, like, her finished whatever. But I like all the ideas. I think it really has to, you know, what really jazzes you, because what jazzes you is going to jazz your ideal clients.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing, Teresa, that's popping in, there's another book. I met an author 2 years ago. I think her book was Spinning Plates, maybe. You may want to Google that. But as Stacey was saying that, and Brisha was talking about the finish line, you know, what if it's a mom carrying, she has a kid on her hip. She's in her, you know, she's got maybe, I don't know, she can be in a nice little, whatever you want her to be dressed as, a runner, whatever. But she's running. And she has a kid on her hip, and she has something else, and she's got, like, you know, 5 or 6 things happening, but she's also running toward the finish line at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of image do you want to portray? Because you'll want to have an image that women can look and go, oh, yeah, that's me. That's me. So look at Spinning Plates. I can't remember the name. I think that's part of the name of the book. But it seems to me, because she had an image of a woman with all these plates of responsibilities.
Okay.
And I thought it was kind of a cool image. And she had it on her book, because I met her, and she gave me a copy. In fact, I'm trying to think, well, the book's downstairs. But it had these different plates.
Mm-hmm.
Because it goes back to balance. I think we're back to where we were in the very beginning with you. It's all about balance.
Amazing.
You know, getting to the finish line. How do we have a more balanced life as a mompreneur?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you may want to jot down, like Brisha was suggesting, kind of sit and think about images. Think about things when you think about, you know, what is it you want to portray? You know, write down lots of different words, lots of different thoughts, images, and then just give that to the graphic designer.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're used to kind of, a really good graphic designer is used to getting these types of words and phrases and coming up with like 3 or 4 different visuals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anybody else? All right. How does that help, Brisha? Teresa, does that help you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Thanks.
Okay, good. All right. And I realize we're over time here, but I want to see Brisha. So talk to us, and how can we support you, or if you've got something you want to throw out into the circle today?
Yeah, I, you know, I'm really aware of the time, too, because I have to go. But, you know, I just, I'm just going to go back to what I said earlier, which is, you know, my heart of hearts is that I want to put this book out into the world. And it's months ago already that I had, you know, I had already thought, okay, well, the contract's coming up, I'm going to do self-publishing, and then I have a children's book, and I have another small booklet that I want to publish, and that made me think about Pebble in the Pond Press, and when I started thinking about Pebble in the Pond Press, that just made me so happy, and I seem to have kind of taken on a bunch of projects right now that I'm not sure how the divine plan, like, okay, you know, am I veering off the path, or is this like a path that's going to circle back and it's all going to come together? I just can't see it right now. But I think I would just like to say that I'm going to call Greg Sharp by the end of this week, and I'm just going to say that out loud, and that's the most helpful thing, is that you guys witness that and ask me about it later.
Mm. You know, I love Pebble in the Pond Press, and I have some thoughts around that, too, with maybe even going in a direction of your own imprint.
Uh-huh.
But I still, you know, still have this conversation with this other person, because
yeah,
you can still have your own, you know, print, your own press, your own publishing company, you can still have it in a number of different ways. But I'd be happy to talk to you about imprint if you
Great.
Are thinking, yeah,
yeah,
along those lines. And that is exciting.
It
that is.
Exciting. Yeah.
Because
mm-hmm. yeah.
there's a lot of things you could create under that.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think so, too. And there's just a whole full theme of it, just individual expression and empowering people, you know, particularly women, but everyone, you know, just being feeling empowered by your creativity. So
I love that.
Yeah.
And I love that. Pebble in the Pond Press with some nice little tagline.
Yeah.
Being empowered by your creativity or something like that.
Yeah.
And I think when you get the title and you get a tagline, you're like, yeah, you get so motivated.
Yeah. Well, I use POND as sort of, I use, you know me, I'm just like, I have this incredibly insane acronym thing going, but I use POND as personal, original, natural development. So that's what I say in all of my things, is that that's what I do, is I help people with their personal, original, natural development as a creative person, you know.
Mm.
And so, which is a little bit too much of a tagline, but, you know, but I think, yeah, definitely. Well, I'll schedule an individual with you, Tina.
Yeah, we'll chat about that because, yeah,
okay.
I've got some thoughts. Yeah. Anybody, Stacy, Teresa, any comments for Bresha?
I think it's wonderful, Bresha.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love the press.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it is exciting as a creative person to have that little press thing going on. Yeah. I know it has with me. I could, yeah. So, yeah, we'll talk.
Good.
Okay, any final comments? And thanks, everybody, for staying over today. I appreciate it. Any final comments, questions, thoughts? Okay, I'm going to release you all to the ebb and flows of your business. And Stacy has posted in the forum, if anybody has any additional thoughts, please, you know, respond in there. And anybody else, Teresa, you know, keep us updated in the forum about your banner. Bresha, you know, any thoughts, what's going on with you, with the press. But please do use the forum.
Okay,
we can do some brainstorming. All right, ladies, have a wonderful rest of the week.
You.
I'll see you next week.
Okay,
thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.